Good morning, everyone. It's certainly beautiful outside. Let's try to carry that salubrious atmosphere into this room. I believe that we had a very good discussion last night. And by that I mean we brought a lot of issues out into the open and onto the table that we clearly need to talk about. We need to talk about them some more, and we need to think about what our next steps should be. And I hope we can come to a brief, very brief discussion of that at the conclusion of our meeting today, which is in a mere 2 hours and 45 minutes. So what I would like, we would like to propose to you, the Bureau and the Secretariat, having looked at the rich variety of topics on our agenda and acknowledging we simply cannot cover all of them, we have a suggestion to make to you and a suggested timing for each one of these topics. It will be unsatisfying, but it's the best we can do. We can see we can do with what we have to try to do. We must, of course, finish discussion of the evaluation of the Secretariat, and we would suggest 30, no more than 45 minutes to do that. Second, we would, from among the remaining topics and in order of their occurrence, take up timely distribution of reports, length of reports, consensus, and committee structure and mandates. We would take approximately 30 minutes, 20 to 30 minutes for each. With those topics, we believe we can address, we're addressing topics for which there may possibly be solutions that could be recommended to the Commission for their consideration. Can the committee agree to this proposal? Are there any concerns or alternative views? Thank you very much. We will take up the work in that order. And let's then begin immediately to continue and complete our discussion of the report on the evaluation of the Secretariat. I would like to offer, we would like to offer FAO, WHO, and the Secretariat an opportunity to say anything, if they wish, in addition to their written comments, which we have all read. You have that opportunity. You may take it, or you may decline. I will turn first. Jörn, Mr. Schlunt declines. Thank you. We have your very complete written comments. Mr. Boutrieff?
I don't think we have anything more to add to what we have written. If what we have written has been read and considered, that's it. Thank you.
And the Secretary?
I just follow my two previous speakers, because we also gave our comments, and they're in the paper, and for the moment I don't have anything to add. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Before us, then, we have on page 35 in the English version of the consultant's report a table of recommendations. There is one set of five recommendations directed to FAO and WHO. There is another set of five recommendations directed to the Secretariat, and then there is a final recommendation regarding, it's a sort of a recommendation to the Commission at large about the timing of annual sessions. I would suggest that we consider these particular recommendations and decide which, if not all, we would endorse and recommend to the Commission to accept. I would also say that it would seem it would seem obvious or inescapable that this committee recommend to FAO and WHO that they speedily complete the hiring of a secretary. That is an obvious, that seems to me quite obvious. Can the committee agree to that? All right, then we will record that the executive committee recommends that FAO and WHO, as soon as possible, complete selection of a secretary. Then, looking at the five recommendations suggested to FAO and WHO, are there any that this committee would not wish to send forward as recommendations to the Commission? Member for Europe, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And briefly, it's not an issue of objecting to any of these recommendations, but just strengthening the one at number five, because I noted in the report the tasks of the Codex Secretary involve a great deal of involvement in FAO, in particular organizational issues, internal documents, internal meetings, and so on. And this really seems to take up a large amount of time that isn't strictly Codex. It's organizational. And so perhaps we could ask for the Secretary's involvement with non-Codex FAO meetings and WHO meetings to be minimized, because we think that would help free up more time to be spent on Codex issues. Thank you.
Thank you, Member for Europe. I'm only confused because I don't read recommendation number five as actually speaking to non-Codex involvement. It speaks to the type of interaction that FAO and WHO have with each other with respect to Codex and the inevitable consequences for the Secretariat. And it talks about an evaluation of that relationship with a view, presumably, to smoothing it out. Because I think that the document shows evidence of perhaps expenditure of energy that's not necessary, or it's a waste of energy because of this. Now, are you saying that this evaluation should be taken up, or should be, you would tighten the language here to make it, please, sir.
Yes, my apologies for not making it clearer. It was actually building upon what was in five, picking up the point about strengthening relative autonomy, and just really adding to that recommendation the point about not expending energy on internal organizational issues. It could, if you like, be an extra point from the committee if the committee agrees. Thank you.
Thank you, Member for Europe. Could I ask you to draft up that language yourself, please? Member for Latin America and the Caribbean, please.
Gracias, señora presidenta. Me gustaría, sinceramente, comprender más en profundidad lo que ha propuesto el miembro por Europa, porque no me queda claro a qué se refiere específicamente. Y creo que la recomendación respecto a la cantidad de reuniones de la Comisión del Códex, desearíamos que no fuera una decisión que tomara el Comité Ejecutivo. De hecho, me parece que es una de las que no debería expedirse el Comité Ejecutivo. Gracias.
I agree. I think we agree that this is the last point that should be taken up. It's a recommendation to the Commission, essentially, that the Commission must take it up. And the member for Europe will clarify, is in the process of writing up his clarified language for recommendation number 5. Member for North America, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. With regard to the recommendations, themselves we feel can be built upon, and don't really have disagreement with the recommendations other than perhaps number 11, which we feel needs much further discussion before making a decision to move away from the annual meetings of the Commission. Something that did strike us, however, was in looking at the responses of FAO, WHO, and the Secretariat, there was not always an alignment in those responses. And that does highlight, perhaps, that number 5 may be even more relevant. The relationship amongst the Secretariat and the parent organizations is extremely important. And we would have anticipated a bit more alignment in the responses that did come back.
Thank you very much, Member for North America. I think I understand that that is precisely what the Member for Europe is trying to get at. So you are endorsing that further. Member for Southwest Pacific, please.
Yeah, we support the thrust of this discussion. I think yesterday there were a number of examples given of some of the problems in the current relationship. Looking at it positively, there is opportunity as Codex has grown to explore the boundaries for autonomy. And the point I'd like to make specifically is that there may be some opportunity for Codex itself to inject into that discussion rather than see the evaluation driven by FAO and WHO. There may be some opportunity for the Commission to form its own views on how it would like to see this autonomy developing. Just as an instance, for example, I don't know how critical it is, for example, for the Director General to approve the agenda for the Commission. I don't know, just an example. I don't have a particular problem with that, but there is one. I think some reference was made to the procedures in relation to recruitment and things like that. I do recall the comments from the parent bodies about the importance of maintaining the relationship and accountability and so on, which are obviously, but I think there is a underlying interest to empower and enable Codex to fulfill and achieve a greater degree of autonomy. So that is the thrust of our intervention. Thank you.
Thank you, Member for Southwest Pacific. You give me an opportunity to say to this group what I have said to many people individually, and that is that I think we see, and what I hear from you is that we see Codex working in a partnership with WHO and FAO. That is why you will never hear the phrase parent organization pass my lips, because that phrase implies a child, that Codex is a child. And what we are talking about is Codex standing independently on its own feet, making decisions, and working more in a partnership with WHO and FAO. That also implies that we take responsibility for our actions and the consequences of our actions in a partnership. Now, If you are suggesting, member from Southwest Pacific, that we take up, the commission take up some organized thinking through of these possibilities, then could you perhaps frame a written suggestion that we could add to these recommendations addressed to FAO and WHO, which in fact flow organically from this evaluation. Working around the room, I would like to recognize the member from Africa.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. En fait, j'interviens aussi. Je ne m'opposerai pas à la plupart des points qui ont été recommandés parce que je les trouve pertinentes, même si je considère que pour certaines, le secrétariat a déjà fait beaucoup de choses. Mais je soutiens surtout la dernière recommandation qui consiste à avoir le rythme des réunions, que ça soit plutôt discuté à la commission, parce que je pense qu'il est important d'avoir un consensus général par rapport à ce sujet. Donc, et surtout, je suis vraiment d'avis qu'il faut rapidement trouver les moyens de pallier à l'insuffisance des ressources humaines pour le comité. Merci.
Thank you very much. Member for Africa, you were referring to the very last suggestion about biennial reports. Okay, thank you very much. Coordinator for Africa, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I also agree with the recommendations as tabled before us, but I would like us to take into account, as we summarize this, the response of WHO and FAO and also the Secretariat in framing our recommendations to the Commission, because they've given us insights to their position on some of the issues that have been raised. And therefore, to take just these recommendations and not refer to these other comments, we may not have the full benefit of the discussions. On that note, Madam Chair, I would like us to look at number four, which is to improve communication about Codex Trust Fund. I think communication in Codex, as I have seen it in the last couple of years, is key to some of the things we do, how we communicate. And it's not just a matter of the Secretariat. I think it's the whole structure of communication patterns within Codex to make members fully on board on issues that concern them. And therefore, the response of WHO and FAO give some insight, and they talk about communication and planning between FAO, WHO staff, the Secretariat, and I would say that the Codex conduct points, and we need to look at this in a holistic way to make sure that we advise the Commission on a very realistic problem confronting the Codex, not just the Secretariat. Thank you.
Thank you, Member for Africa. I believe that you point to very important goals, and they can be drawn from, and they will draw from, some of the suggestions we've heard this morning. We have three more flags, two members not yet heard from, one member who has already intervened, and I think we really must sum up in the next 3 minutes or so. So I will take, asking for your indulgence, member for Latin America. We can only take one round of comment this time. Member for Asia, coordinator for Latin America, and then quickly, FAO and WHO. Then please, all of you, be very brief, and then we will hear the written additions from the member from Europe and the member from Southwest Pacific. And then I will assume that there have been no recommendations to delete any of these recommendations. We will take them all with these two additions. And then I have a suggestion about 11. Member from Asia, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We also believe that most of the recommendations we can agree or recommend further to the Commission, except there should be some discussion necessary for 11. We're talking about speeding up of the process and having less commission meeting may have negative impact on that. Although we recognize that, you know, having frequent CAC session have quite, you know, great negative impact on Codex Secretary in terms of work and also for members. But sometimes we need to move as quickly as possible. For instance, in the case of melamine, if we wait long, then the problem may disappear. About comment about recommendation 5, I'd like to agree with the comment made by the member from Europe. In Japan, my ministry is under renovation or reformation, whatever you can call. And we have tons of, you know, document work waiting for us. So with a small number of people in the Codex Secretariat, it would impact even more. So there should be some way that they should be given more autonomy. So I'm waiting with the hope, the draft from Europe.
Thank you, Member for Asia. Coordinator for Latin America and the Caribbean, please.
Gracias, señora presidente. Respecto a la recomendación número 4, creo que aparte de la comunicación, de lo que debería de mejorarse es la transparencia en cómo es manejado el fondo fiduciario. Ya lo hemos dicho en otras ocasiones como región. Las recomendaciones al secretariado de Codex parecen en general buenas, pero solo es una carta de buenos deseos, no están aterrizadas y no se dice precisamente cómo podríamos llegar a hacer algo para mejorar la comunicación. Para mejorar mejorar los fondos, hemos repetido nosotros que podrían contratarse servicios en países en vías de desarrollo, lo cual disminuiría los costos en cuanto al funcionamiento del Codex. Y en cuanto a las reuniones bienales de la comisión, nos parece que esto solo traería más retrasos en la adopción de normas. Gracias.
Thank you, member for Latin America and the coordinator for Latin America and the Caribbean. Is the member for Europe ready? Please, member for Europe, let's hear your expanding on 5, recommendation 5.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. At the end of recommendation 5, I propose, and I'll read slowly, the two organizations should consider sympathetically and seek to minimize the amount of time the Codex Secretary is expected to devote to non-Codex meetings and other matters internal to the FAO in particular. And I can read that again if you wish.
Thank you, member from Europe. Are members satisfied with this further explication of 5, keeping in mind that we really have only a few minutes to finish this work?
you have a comment on this point, Member for Africa?
Merci, Madame la Présidente. Sincèrement, moi, mon sentiment, c'est que cet ajout a l'impression de plus compliquer la recommandation que de l'améliorer. C'est mon point de vue. Parce que je n'ai pas très bien compris qu'est-ce que ça vise, qu'est-ce que ça peut améliorer dans la recommandation ici.
Thank you, Member for Africa. It is complicated. I guess I would suggest that we might ask the Secretariat and NFAO whether that addition helps. Could I ask that question now, and then we could dispense with this particular item and move to the next one? FAO?
Yeah, thank you very much. Now, FAO has been very sensitive to the question, to the autonomy of Codex Secretariat, and has made a lot of changes during the last few years to to enable that autonomy to be realized. In particular, I think you would recall that the Codex budget now is fully implemented and under the authority of the Codex Secretariat, and there's no other interference with the budget of and the management of the budget of the Codex Secretariat. Similarly, with the management of the staff and also the workload and the work program. Obviously, any subsidiary body has. Must be within another body, and this discussion that we have here should normally take place also in the governing bodies of FAO and WHO to see the degree of autonomy that can be given to the Codex Secretariat. However, on the addition that was proposed from the FAO side, I think we have tried to protect as much as possible the Codex Secretariat. And I can, as director of the division, I can tell you that there are a number of things that come to the division for either comments, documentation for comments, or participation in meetings, internal meetings, etc., which I try to keep Codex Secretariat out because it's not immediately relevant to their work. But when it comes, for instance, to lately, particularly in the reform process, we are discussing strategic objective D, under which Codex is included, of course, and that it's important also to involve the Codex Secretary in particular in this work and not keep them outside, so that they will be consulted and they are involved also in all decisions concerning the planning of the Codex work within the new structure of FAO. So that is, I feel that involvement in that particular instance is absolutely essential. Not including them would be imposing a situation on the Codex Secretariat that is not acceptable. But apart from that, I have tried as much as possible to protect the Codex Secretariat from any of these routine involvement in meetings and things of this sort. But it is something that we will certainly consider. And I propose that this addition which we have no problem with, since it's not part of the recommendations that the consultant made, could be incorporated perhaps in the report of the document rather than put it as part of the recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Representative of FAO, a representative of WHO, please.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make a point, since there was some suggestions here that the parent body should step away from linking directly or too directly to Codex. And I think that we have to clarify that Codex is the active arm of the FAO-WHO joint program for food safety. So if there is a wish from member states to change that, then that should be clearly stated. We from WHO would warn against changing that, because we think that it has functioned well in the past, but also because we think that standard setting in relation to food safety is only one of the things that we need to do. And we think that there needs to be strategic coherence between standard setting, scientific advice and risk assessment, emergency action, and capacity building in developing countries. And if there is no such coherence, we think that we are not helping countries, and especially we are not helping developing countries. That's why we would maintain that the best way is that there is a strategic coherence, which we can achieve by having the joint program, the joint FAO-WHO program. That also means that when there is a meeting in Codex, there is a need for the DGs of FAO and WHO to approve the agenda. That is totally normal, like any other meeting under WHO and FAO. And we don't see any problem with that, and actually it has caused no delays over the last 10 years, as far as I know. However, there are lots of things that we can improve, and we are also making the points together with FAO that the reason we have initiated the management group, where we have high-level participation in discussions about how FAO and WHO improve, where we have ADGs sitting in the management group, that is a way forward to improve what needs to be improved. And we totally agree that there are lots of things here in this report that needs to be improved. But making suggestions, I think, is not warranted, and I think would go against the strategic direction that we're trying to build, and means the member states of WHO are trying to build in the full food safety picture. Thank you.
WHO, you described quite accurately the complicated world in which we work, and we'll have an interesting time working that out together in partnership. The Secretary would like to make an intervention. I'm also very interested in hearing the suggestion from the member from Southwest Pacific, and then we must wrap up within 5 minutes. We must.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Just one very short point for me, because I do not believe that the intention of the member from Europe was to change anything in the setup, but he was referring to administrative issues, which we are bogged down in very, very often as dealing with matters of FAO, basically because FAO administers us. And we have been getting together also with other international instruments, the people working in other international instruments within FAO, to see what things could be improved, what things could be ameliorated, and what actually could be delegated to the secretaries of these or international instruments, rather than being handled by FAO. But I would like to give the floor to a consultant who is also the former Codex secretary, who has a lot of experience with that, to share with us a few of his experiences in this regard. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary, and thank you, Madam Chair. With your indulgence, I'd like to contribute a few points at this juncture. First of all, I'd like to recognize fully the devotion of the consultant, Mr. Wim van Eck, to carry out this more than difficult task within a very, very limited time. And of course, he received support from FAO Evaluation Office in terms of the methodology he followed. But if I could mention a non-professional aspect, Mr. Wim van Eck was a victim of a traffic accident during the time he was really carrying out this task. and he worked from the hospital, he worked from his bed, actually. And he made it possible to make difficult missions to Geneva and Rome. So I really like to congratulate his effort. Mr. Chair, very quickly on two points, on two concrete points. It is true that there are a number of meetings that the Codex Secretary needs to attend. There are meetings of the management nature, and I think it is fair that Codex Secretary attends regular meeting of the division, department, and also attends key meetings of the governing bodies of FAO, which is necessary. There are also a number of meetings, ad hoc meetings, because in FAO there are a number of organization-wide initiatives like addressing biotechnology or pesticide management, etc. And usually I participated in the inauguration meeting of those kinds and then transferred the dossier to my colleagues. But still there are a number of important initiatives taking place in the organizations, and it is true, they are important, but they take up the time of the Codex Secretary. But meetings are not the only things that take up the time of the Codex Secretary. For instance, Codex and we are able to communicate with very high-rank officials of member governments. For instance, several ministers write to us to ask for information or simply thank for meetings we organized when they visited Rome, etc., to write back to them. But within the FAO protocol, a service chief, D1, which is the Codex Secretary, has no authority to write to ministers. Only the Director General can write back to the ministers. So a very innocent and thankful letter from a minister to me cost us hours and hours and hours of work of myself and my secretary. This is a reality. And I know that in FAO there are also now initiatives being taken in the framework of immediate plan of action to reduce this kind of bureaucracy. And I hope that with the help of the Office of FAO, matters will be solved, not immediately, but gradually. Finally, Madam Chair, I talked about a lot about the FAO meetings and bureaucracy, but let me say a word about WHO. Of course, WHO is also a partner organization or parent organization of Codex, but I would hope to see more interaction in terms of the WHO. Occasionally, and more than occasionally, I have visit to Geneva to attend WTO meetings, ISO meetings, etc., and whenever time allows, I drop in the office of Mr. Schlund and colleagues and, you know, do have some chat and exchange of information. But maybe the communication could be improved better. For instance, in the recent years, World Health Assembly adopted a number of resolutions that make reference to Codex. But quite often, we in Rome were not even informed of the preparation of such a resolution that eventually commit Codex. And in the worst cases, we were simply informed after a resolution was adopted. So I think there should be more, or there can be more interaction and positive and constructive interaction between the Codex Secretariat and WHO. And finally, Madam Chair, again, on behalf of all members of the Codex Secretariat, we'd like to thank again Mr. Wim van Eck. He took really a lot of time with each of us, not only with the professional staff members, but all general service staff members. And some of us felt like the patients lying on the couch in the cabinet of psychoanalysts. And even the mere fact that we could, we had the opportunity to talk to Mr. Van Eck resolved some psychological problems. Thank you.
I'm sure perhaps it would be interesting to look at the consultant's fee in terms of an hourly rate for that 50-minute hour. I believe this comment from the from the former secretary, and I thank you very much for that, speaks to the recommendation of 5 that FAO and WHO should initiate a joint evaluation of the relationship to each other as they support CODEX. And that is not touched upon by the addition, but we may choose to, I guess we are endorsing this recommendation, and that should be taken seriously. Now, member for Southwest Pacific, please, and then I have an idea myself to suggest with respect to 11, and then we will sum up.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Let me begin by saying, you know, if there is any suggestion, and I'm just picking up specifically the intervention from WHO, it is certainly not our intention to suggest any alteration in the legal relationship between FAO and WHO. But having said that, that does not preclude the opportunities for achieving greater autonomy and operational efficiency. And with that, I would like to submit the following proposition, if the committee agrees. In relation to recommendation 5, I'll read it fast and then I can, if it's acceptable, I'll read it slowly. The Executive Committee also supported a proposal for the Commission to initiate its own analysis of the current relationship with FAO and WHO with a view to identifying specific proposals for achieving a greater level of, and I deleted the word autonomy because of the sensitivities, and put it operational efficiency.
Thank you very much. Can the committee endorse this suggestion? I see actually smiles around the room, so I think I take, and from the representative from WHO and from FAO, more or less, yes. I think our legal counsel would like to perhaps comment. He's promised 30 seconds, and I count.
With your indulgence, it will be about 1 minute, maybe. But this, I just wanted to provide an element of factual information, which is that in the context of the implementation of the immediate plan of action for FAO renewal, which has been approved by our conference, we have been asked, the organization has been asked, to conduct a study to review of statutory bodies with a view to giving them more financial, administrative, and functional authority in the work of FAO. We left this action, this activity on purpose for the end, and we are only initiating work on it now because it's extremely complex. In a nutshell, we have in FAO a number of bodies, some of them established by agreement, by an international agreement with a life of its own, which are functionally autonomous, have a very substantial measure of autonomy. They are accountable to the bodies in question and not, but which remain within FAO and operate through FAO. And over the years, there has been a difficulty to reconcile this functional autonomy on the one hand and the fact that they are within the framework of FAO on the other hand. And so we are taking, and this has been a source sometimes of some difficulties, and it's very interesting that the member from New Zealand is raising this matter, because we have had major difficulties not with New Zealand but with Australia in relation with the Indian Ocean Tuna Commission, for instance. And Australia now is very much interested in seeing what will be the outcome of this review. Maybe in the end we may not be able to deliver, but our idea is to look at a whole range of practical difficulties on personal matters, on financial reporting, on the degree of autonomy in and it is in fact far more complex than one thinks. So we'll be we should have a first draft of this review for autumn, and it's a matter that will still be under review within FAO, and it is a complex subject matter, because ultimately the question is whether or not we are ultimately responsible for a given institution, a given body. So I just wanted to provide you information about what is about to be initiated, and we will also make... Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Tavares, for this additional brief that sounds as though it may be complementary to the work that Codex would undertake itself. Now, if you will allow me, on point number 11, consider the following proposal. Let me introduce comments. The ADG from FAO, who has within whose remit Codex resides, himself suggested that we measure our speed of work. He emphasized that speed and efficiency, greater speed and efficiency, is very important for Codex, and that we actually undertake to measure it. We could take up his suggestion and add to it an analysis that would evaluate the pros and cons of conducting a biennial meeting, considering various ways of ordering our work and the work of subsidiary bodies in the years between sessions. This would enable us to consider whether we wish to biennial meetings, which we hadn't always done, but we may wish to revert. We may find in this study that it is not ultimately more efficient, that it would result in a slowing down of the overall work product of Codex. But I suggest it because I suggest it is always more, one gets a better result when one makes a recommendation that is based on actual data or study, rather than just a sense that things would absolutely be slower. And I suggested it in the context of Mr. Traore's suggestion that we look in an organized way at our speed, the speed of our work. Could the committee agree with this? Makes no commitments. All it does is ask for a considered evaluation of that option, the pluses and the minuses, the benefits and the risks. Member from Latin America and the Caribbean.
Gracias, señora presidenta. No me parece mal tener causa fundada para adoptar una decisión en base a un estudio. El tema es que quizás sería interesante que la comisión contara con los términos de referencia que va a tener ese estudio, porque hay que ver qué variables son las que se van a considerar. Dudo que lo único que se tome sean los periodos entre reunión. Posiblemente la comisión desee opinar respecto de las otras formas de negociación, porque quizás esto podría traer aparejado que para que no se enlentezca en vez de ser más eficiente el trabajo del Codex, tenga que haber mucha más velocidad de acción entre los plazos que medien entre dos reuniones de la comisión. Entonces, me parece que los parámetros bajo los cuales, o los términos de referencia bajo los cuales se va a hacer el estudio, sí deberían estar aprobados por la comisión y ser muy claros, porque no estamos seguros de que todas las variables serían aceptadas por los miembros. Gracias.
That is a completely reasonable point. Thank you, member for Latin America and the Caribbean. I might suggest that the commission would, the executive committee could suggest to the commission as a the suggestion, just consider this, that the executive committee recommend to the commission that, for example, the bureau be charged with developing draft terms of reference for consideration by the executive committee at its meeting in December. And then then the executive committee could then make a recommendation for the can the committee agree with this? I see nodding heads all around. Thank you very much, member for Latin America and the Caribbean. That brings us, I believe, to the end of this discussion. I thought we had the end of this discussion. You will make a concluding remark, please, Member for North America.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I didn't want us to lose sight of a comment that you had made earlier about the partnership amongst FAO, if it was possible to note that we all share responsibility in responding to the recommendations that have been made and in building the action plan to respond to them.
Thank you, Member for North America. I would endorse, I think we could all endorse that concept, emphasize the importance of partnership and of that relationship. I think we don't have time to have a complete summing up. We would need to move on to our next item if you can agree. We will trust that the notes have been taken accurately, and we'll be happy when we read the report. In which case, we would move next in the sequence of events that we agreed to. Just a minute, please. Thank you, delegates. We will now take up as quickly as we possibly can with the remaining subjects that we agreed we would attempt to handle in the limited time we have available. The Vice Chair Maniendo, we had previously agreed that he would chair these items, and they are the timely distribution of reports, length of reports, and consensus. Then we will take up structure and mandates. Mr. Dave will take that up. And if possible, we will discuss co-hosting arrangements. So we will begin without pause. And I turn the chair to Mr. Maniendo.
Good morning, delegates. Let's get started as agreed. The first item is on timely distribution of Codex documents. This is found in Alinom 09/32/9C. On page 3, this is an issue that has been under discussion in the previous years. It is a concern to many of our members, and we need to find solutions to the timely distribution as well as translation of the documents so that all of us as members are able to receive these documents in time and enable us to make the relevant comments or notes that are required. I would now like to give the floor to the Secretariat to quickly give us a brief of this agenda item, and after that we shall quickly find some solutions. I also want to bring to your attention CSC/32 Info 9, Information Paper 9, on codex document distribution. So the brief from the Secretariat, together as the information paper 9, should be able to inform our discussion and find solutions for it. Secretariat, please.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Chair, and thank you for your brave optimism on this matter. You basically have said it all. The question was brought up at the last session of the Commission regarding timely translation and simultaneous distribution of codex documentation, which still arrives too late, but sometimes in English, but definitely then in the translation arrives in very many cases very late before the meetings in cases. In this regard, the Commission had noted that due to the annual sessions and decrease of the number of meetings of its subsidiary bodies, which are around 40 on a biannual basis, and the unavoidable concentration of such meetings because they have to be put at certain times in the year in order to be able to report to the Commission, that it was very, very difficult, and also the relation, interrelation between general subject committees and commodity committees, which have then an endorsement function, it was very difficult and not possible in good time to have working documents in all languages of the Commission. And the Commission noted that such synchronized advanced distribution of documents would only be possible by significantly reducing the number of meetings of subsidiary bodies, so that no codex sessions take place during 3-month period before a Commission session, and by returning to biannual sessions of the Commission, which would allow to accommodate several codex committee meetings in the April-September period for the year when the Commission did not meet. So the Commission had noted that, but obviously, up to now, we have not taken any steps to reduce the number of meetings. And I fear that until we do so, we will be remaining with the problem. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, thank you very much, Secretary. I'd like now to call for comments and proposals, preferably proposals that will enable the Commission to address this particular issue. The floor is open for discussion. Member for Latin America and the Caribbean, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. En múltiples oportunidades, América Latina y el Caribe ha señalado los problemas que representan para países que tienen muy poca capacidad en recursos humanos dar respuesta a documentos que llegan tarde y en otros idiomas, porque muchas veces la gente que no está vinculada con los temas internacionales no sabe inglés y por consiguiente no puede seguir los documentos y hacer sus aportes. Por lo tanto, para nosotros es realmente un problema que realmente hace que no sintamos que recibimos el mismo trato que aquellos que tienen oportunidad desde el primer momento de ver los textos en su idioma original. Creo que sería importante que se tomara en cuenta una de las recomendaciones, la recomendación 8 creo que era del informe del consultor, que decía dos cuestiones relacionadas con esto. Una era que los grupos de trabajo, para no demorar a los comités, debían trabajar en tiempo y forma, y para esto entiendo que cada vez que se crea un grupo de trabajo se debería establecer prácticamente en ese momento el cronograma de fechas que se deberá cumplir, de manera que no lleguen tarde para enviar los documentos. Esto también ayudaría a los puntos focales. A veces hacia adentro es difícil tratar, hacia adentro de los países que tienen grupos de trabajo, es difícil lograr que las conclusiones o los documentos estén en tiempo. La otra cuestión que me parece que sería importante, si no hay otra alternativa, es que se suspendan las reuniones en mayo y en junio para que todos los documentos estén efectivamente en tiempo y forma para todos los miembros del Códex. Gracias.
Thank you very much, member for Latin America and the Caribbean. Do we have any more proposals? Chairperson? Karen, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I believe we all have to agree that it's a problem, a practical problem, and certainly there is a perceived problem of fairness when documents are not available at the same time in all languages. Absolutely. We have talked about this issue quite a bit, and I think I would suggest we need to move to some kind of solution, because just continuing to talk about it is not going to solve the problem. I'm going to make a suggestion and see if this committee might make this recommendation to the commission as a whole. And that is that we try, perhaps I don't know what one would call this, a working group of member countries who have particular expertise in communications, IT, information technology, specifically about communications. I think of, just as examples, Finland and India and possibly the United States, which have a lot of experience and infrastructure investments in developing such technologies. And I'm thinking of translation software that has become increasingly sophisticated. I understand that now there is a product that has been developed by Google, which also has more money than God, but by Google, which can translate in mere seconds from one language to another language into another language and produce a written text. And my suggestion is that the commission, or perhaps led by a coalition of countries, member countries, investigate the possibility that such software might be used, might be tested by that company in or foundation for Codex, because we have a very practical translation need. We've run up against the limitations of our current ability to get translation done. It seems like it would be a good idea to try something different, because what we have now isn't working for us. So it's a suggestion to try something different, an idea that we can at least investigate, but just to try. As I said earlier, we will make mistakes. Maybe this idea won't work. But what we cannot tolerate is not trying to come up with solutions. So I put this out before you and Mr. Chair for your consideration. Something to try. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. I think we are moving closer to possible solutions. I recognize the flag of Member for Africa.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Je ne suis pas certain que j'ai une solution toute faite parce que pour la plupart de ce genre de questions, un obstacle majeur, c'est certainement le coût financier. Puisque j'ai compris que pour la plupart du temps, tous les textes sont faits d'abord en anglais et ensuite il faut les traduire en français. Je constate même que pour les groupes de travail, parfois lorsqu'on demande à ceux que la traduction soit faite ou bien le travail soit fait simultanément dans toutes les langues, il y a toujours ce problème de coût qui est opposé. Alors que je pense que la meilleure façon de pouvoir avoir les documents à temps, c'est le fait qu'on puisse avoir des gens qui maîtrisent ces langues et que ces documents soient faits simultanément. Parce que c'est vrai que peut-être nous, les francophones, on n'a pas beaucoup insisté par rapport à d'autres, mais nous sommes vraiment très pénalisés par tout, par rapport même à la participation effective. Nous, la difficulté majeure que nous avions, c'est que de plus en plus, nous souhaitons que ce qui est demandé pour arriver aux réunions, qu'il y ait un consensus au niveau national. Pour qu'il y ait un consensus, il faut qu'il y ait des documents dans la langue distribués à tous les acteurs pour pouvoir les lire. Et moi, dans la plupart des cas, nous n'avons jamais tous les documents dans la langue française pour pouvoir travailler. Tant qu'organisme a des difficultés à traduire, vous imaginez que ce n'est pas dans un pays en voie de développement qu'on pourrait avoir des traductions dans les langues. Donc, encore une fois, certainement qu'on va opposer les coûts, mais je pense que la meilleure façon de faire, c'est que dans les réunions, qu'on puisse vraiment avoir des possibilités, même peut-être des participations volontaires, que des gens puissent prendre les notes ou les traduire dans les langues, en tout cas les trois principales langues, rapidement et pouvoir les distribuer. Autrement, chaque fois qu'il faut attendre que tout soit fait en anglais pour encore prendre du temps pour traduire, je me demande si nous pourrons vraiment avancer. Merci.
Africa, I recognize the member for Asia, and given that we have not much time and we have many issues to discuss, I think let's try to focus on possible solutions to addressing this issue. Member for Asia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, with the shortage of resources within FAO to translate, and also FAO is not only translating documents for Codex. There are so many different documents, and there are some priorities set within the House. So I think the proposal of the chair is a way to go. And in fact, in Japan, because many people who are supposed to be involved in Codex do not understand English, so they tried internet translation. In many cases, because English and Japanese are so different, I mean, it's completely out of comparison between, you know, with the between English and French or English or and Spanish. So many of the cases, you know, translated Japanese is unreadable. But perhaps the, you know, software will increase. And so many times, you know, translation between English and Spanish, and Spanish and English. And then I recognize that the quality of translated text is all up to the quality of the original. So that is, you know, if you use so many compound sentences, complex sentences, then it's going to be terrible. But I can see the improvement of the software, you know, over the time. So perhaps we wish to recommend to the drafter or writer that they should write the original, English or some other, that the text will be translated. So the text should be written in such a way that the translation is easy or possible even. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Member for Asia. I recognize the member for Near East.
شكرا سيد الرئيس. وحقيقة اللجوء إلى المسائل التكنولوجية بالترجمة من لغة إلى لغة أخرى وخاصة فيما يتعلق بالمسائل العلمية لا أعتقد أنها سوف تؤدي إلى الغرض المطلوب. أؤيد مقترح أمريكا اللاتينية بأن يتم التركيز على تقليل فترات الاجتماع أو بشهر أيار وشهر نيسان ما يكون فيه هناك اجتماعات حتى يتاح الوقت لإعداد الترجمة. شكرا سيد.
Thank you, member for Near East. Member for Southwest Pacific, please.
very brief on this. There are two issues, imperatives here. One is the timing, timely distribution, and the second one is the cost. On the timing issue, we certainly can support the suggestion from the chair about exploring a possible way that might be available and usable in the context of Codex. I think that's well worth pursuing. The other point we want to make in this context is there is incumbent in this, resolving this problem, is an obligation on members and countries that are developing documents to submit them on time. This is, you know, we have often, you know, been had difficulties in that, so I'm first to admit that, you know, we are not squeaky clean on that. But it's important if we want to achieve timely distribution, then it's important that we, you know, we all stick to and adhere to the timetable. So those are the two points we want to make on that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Member for Southwest Pacific. I would like to try and summarize, but I recognize the Member for Latin America and the Caribbean. Please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Una cuestión que quizás podría ayudar informalmente casi. En la página del Codex se van subiendo los informes de los comités. Sin embargo, los informes traducidos tardan mucho más en subirse. Supongo que porque pasan por la revisión de los departamentos de traducción de FAO. Tardan mucho, no tengo idea, pero la verdad es que la traducción tarda mucho. Y en realidad, si eso estuviera inmediatamente disponible, nosotros podríamos, cuando hacemos la primera lectura, mandarle sugerencias al secretariado de cómo serían las redacciones correctas. Porque la verdad es que si no hacemos eso, el primer problema que tenemos después es que los técnicos empiezan a tomar las cuestiones de traducción para incluir dentro de los comentarios que hacen a los documentos que están en discusión. Y llega un momento que hay controversias eternas respecto a si se trata de problemas técnicos de redacción o problemas de traducción, porque la verdad es que el español es un idioma que utiliza muchas más palabras, el inglés es más económico, y a veces, en realidad, es una cuestión de traducción o de lingüística y no de problema técnico. Entonces, eso solucionaría quizás, habría economía de dos cosas, de tiempo durante las reuniones y de papeles que se envíen al secretariado. Gracias.
Thank you very much, Member for Latin America and the Caribbean. There have been a number of issues raised, but one of them is the issue of delayed translation within FAO, given that they have other work other than the Codex work for translation. Maybe we'd like a comment from FAO on how that could also be looked at and improved. FAO, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There's no doubt FAO is a multilingual organization. And I think our conference is insisting also that all our documents for meetings are available in all official languages. So there's a lot of pressure on our translation group to service all the needs and requirements of meetings, official meetings of FAO and FAO governing bodies, and also the meetings of statutory bodies like Codex and others. Now, the FAO translation group has diminished in size during the last 10 years, probably by more than half, I would say, because they are also outsourcing themselves, because there's the amount of work is so much that they are in contact with translators in different places of the world, of course, and they count on them to get the work done what they do, I think what we have here in FAO are mainly senior, what we call senior advisors and translators. They look at the translation and make sure they do the quality control and make sure that what is provided to the FAO units that require it, that they have quality product that they can put forward at the meeting. So there is a backlog. There is a lot of demand from them, but that doesn't mean that things cannot improve. I think my proposal is that the Codex Secretariat engages in some discussion with the translation unit to see what are the possibilities of improving the speed of translation of the documentation from Codex, and perhaps also allowing some direct contacts with some of these translation capacity that exists outside, which are outsourced by our own translation group, to make sure that things can be speeded up. But these are things that needs to be discussed and a solution found to the problem. Yes.
Thank you very much, FAO. There are two more issues we need clarification before I summarize. One of the issues was raised by the member of the Latin America and the Caribbean, the possibility of in May and June. I would like to make a firm recommendation, if we can, to the Commission on that. But I also recognize the flag of the coordinator for Latin America and the Caribbean. Coordinator, please.
Gracias. Gracias, señor presidente. Solo un par de sugerencias más que podrían facilitar el que tuviéramos los reportes en tiempo. Quizás sí. Si implementáramos o el secretariado implementara una matriz para los comentarios, sería mucho más fácil darle seguimiento. Nosotros, como México como país hospedante, sabe lo difícil que es de repente recibir los comentarios de los países en los cuales te transcriben todo el documento y solo tienen una palabra de cambio. Entonces, si implementáramos una matriz para someter los comentarios, quizás sería mucho más fácil la traducción de los mismos, porque solo traduciríamos las partes en las cuales están comentadas. Y una columna al lado que sugiriera la justificación de dichos cambios facilitaría los procesos de traducción e interpretación. Si el representante de la FAO ya está admitiendo que hay una contratación externa de traductores, podríamos tener grupos de traducción en los países en vías de desarrollo, lo cual facilitaría y agilizaría los procesos de traducción. Gracias.
Member for North America, please.
Mr. Chair, just a comment on the translation issue first, and then come back to the question on timing of meetings. It probably should also be noted in this report that countries that host meetings are responsible for a large amount of translation as well, and so we need to put that into the mix to see if we can find solutions there as well. And also to highlight the importance, I think it was already said, but to highlight the importance of early submission of documents, so they can be translated on time. With regard to meetings in April, May, the labeling committee, of course, does meet during that time period, and we do attempt a forward contract to find the best deals in terms of venues. So discussion on the timing of meetings, I guess we also have to look at, if it's not held in April, May, when would those meetings be held? We're not aware of a whole lot of people that enjoy coming to Canada in the middle of winter, but
thank you very much, member for North America. I think we need to summarize this issue and maybe wrap it up. Secretary, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Yes, the member from North America has said basically what I wanted to say, that we do rely very often in all the committees, basically, on the host governments for translation. And the handling of the final report, because that was a question that came up as well, is handled a little bit different depending on the committee. I remember I had a misunderstanding with Canada, because I thought they were going to do it, but then they thought, oh no, but you're going to do it. So, but we got it out anyway. And so, as to the proposal to use electronic translation, well, I have tried it myself. I do try it myself, and I do find it is useful if you actually have some understanding of the other language up to now, because otherwise the results may be surrealistic at some point. And in any case, Codex, at least for the Commission, is seen as one of the bodies of FAO, and we are held to official translation. So I cannot see in any way how the electronic translation would replace official translation for the time being. This could be a help to individual countries, and I maybe this remark is not 100% politically correct, but I don't tend to be. I cannot help but thinking, when we're discussing about this, that there's a number of developing countries also who are neither Anglophone, neither Hispanophone, neither Francophone, and who also have to deal with Codex documents, and who also should participate in the meetings, and we rarely give any attention to those. I know this is not a completely political comment, but I do think we should think about those countries as well, who are not in the favorable position of having one of the languages that has been chosen at some point for international use. That is just a matter of reflection, maybe, that we should think about. And also, most of our committees only work in English, French, and Spanish, so in this case, and we don't really see how we could add to that. And there already all the Arabic-speaking countries are basically left out of most of the technical committees. But I'm not suggesting that we should add more languages, because that might that would add additional costs. But it is a very complex topic. But I think we should work on it, very thinking all of us. And I like the suggestion from Latin America that the Hispanic countries, and I've seen that in other commissions, could get together and form something like an editorial group, because also there's not always agreement about the Spanish use within the group of countries. So that could be something very, very useful in the text, especially for the final text, because what preoccupies me most is really, because many things in meetings, in documents for meetings, can be solved quickly, but what preoccupies me is that we get the final text right, which are supposed to be the guidance for countries. One final point, I think it was a good point that the English needs to lend itself to translation. And just one point, in the Codex Secretariat, there is, at the moment, I think, no native English speaker at all. Sometimes I hear comments that the Spanish translation of a document was actually better than the English version and more readable, which shows that sometimes the translator takes actually more liberty and a bit of an editor task as well to this. So I think improving our English output will also improve the translations and the speed of the translation. And it is also, as we are working mainly in English, it is also my wish to have somebody there who looks over our English quality, because that will naturally improve the quality of the other languages as well. The better we write in English, the easier it will be to translate. Thank you very much. Just one last point. The contact with the FAO services, as was said by the very closely with them. And in the moments of the commission when we get really late, we ask them, well, when can you do it? By which time can you actually deliver the document? And then we make a choice even sometimes, and sometimes a choice, I should not say this, so I should stop the audio recording, but we make the choice to just do it internally, to just put it together ourselves, the document, because we see that we can do it quicker than if we send it out for translation. And sometimes we recruit consultants who help us with that, but we cannot say that. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Secretariat. Thank you very much, Secretariat. On this issue of timely distribution of codex document, we need to note that this is an issue that the Commission should continually seek for solutions, because it is an issue affecting many of our members. And being put forward for consideration, and we shall make some of these recommendations to the Commission for debate and conclusion. On the issue of timely distribution, it has been mentioned that we need to explore available ICT, information communication technology solutions that would enable us translate these documents, tell the type of documents that we put forward, the codex-related documents. It has also been mentioned that early submission of documents is very important to give time for the translating group to accomplish that task. It has also been mentioned that the FAO group, which normally does the translation and the quality control of our documents, is engaged in many tasks, but there is room for us as Codex to engage in further discussion with them in trying to get these documents out in time, including the possibility of trying to outsource the translations from some of the developing countries. A proposal has been put forward to review the schedule of our meetings to ensure that at least we have May and June freed from meetings. This needs to be explored and see how it could be done to accommodate especially the existing meetings that are held in May. Those are the conclusions from this discussion. Any quick comments? Member from Asia.
Yeah, there's no objection about your summary, but I wonder if it is possible to add, in addition to early submission of document by drafting countries, is there anything to the effect that the drafter should consider that the text would be translated into other languages? So, I mean, ability to translation should be also taken into consideration?
Yes, I think that was mentioned. Sorry for that omission. I think that was the critical submission, that the initial language should be friendly to translation to other languages. So I think we shall capture that. Thank you very much. Another related item is the time distribution, but the length of reports. coordinator for Latin America and the Caribbean.
Gracias, señor presidente. Solo quisiera saber si fue una omisión de su parte o no va a ser considerada la propuesta hecha de tener una matriz para someter comentarios, lo cual facilitaría el darle seguimiento a los mismos y agilizaría la traducción.
Sorry, coordinator for Latin America and the Caribbean. I think the issue raised is a good proposal. It's a good proposal, but now we need to work it through. Would you like to probably take it up and make a firm proposal to... Could we have a firm proposal from you on how this would work? We are talking about the issue of having a template or having a format for comments so that it is easy for translation. That's what we are talking about. Could we have a proposal from you on that issue? Member for Latin, no, coordinator for Latin America and the Caribbean, please.
Podemos someter una propuesta si lo desean, pero originalmente era que el secretariado, que tuviéramos un formato específico, una matriz específica para que todos los países sometieran los de una misma forma, en donde se pudieran identificar. Podría ser un formato muy simple de 3 columnas en el cual venga el documento por párrafos, en la columna del centro los cambios hechos a cada párrafo y en la columna de la derecha especificar o la justificación de por qué se hicieron esos cambios. Y si todos los países comienzan a someter los comentarios de este modo, es mucho más fácil seguir los documentos y es mucho más fácil hacer la traducción.
Secretary, please.
Thank you. I do like this proposal of harmonization, and I also have not big sympathy to changes of one line and when then the whole document is reproduced, because I have the tendency then to cut this down and to just describe the one change. The tabular format may be appropriate in some cases, maybe not appropriate in other cases, because it may use up a lot of space in case one thing is one column is very full of text and other columns may be very empty. Not sure. But on the other hand, just an additional information that we are considering that comments in the future should be made directly into an electronic system, which would offer the possibility to impose actually a format on everyone. Because we know that if we just have a format somewhere, I mean, to impose that on 180 countries may still take some time, but we're thinking about having a system that would actually then ask the questions, okay, so what is your comment, what is the justification, and so on, and then the comment would be logged into the system. So that is the idea that we are having to implement within the next 1 or 2 years or so. And I think that is the way ultimately to go. Also, in order not to lose comments, because sometimes we do lose comments, we have to admit that, because the number of emails that are flooding our inboxes are getting more and more, and the spam filters sometimes are not working efficiently, and more useless messages come through as well. And sometimes we may delete things that we should not have deleted. Yes. So this is the way to go. And I think, but I think still it is a good idea to start thinking about a possible standard format for comments, which should be strict but still allow flexibility, because comments can be very different on depending on the issue in question. So format, what is the, and why do I make the change and where? So yes, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Secretary, for that. I think it's a welcome proposal, and we should try to explore it in view of solving some of the challenges that we have. I'm informed that coffee and tea are available, but we shall not break. So if you fill a cup of coffee, one by one we could go and have a cup of coffee and then come in. But the session is continuing, given that we have to break at 12:30. Excuse me. I've consulted with the head table that even our interpreters need a cup of coffee. So we shall take a 5-minute health break. Thank you very much.